Well, good morning again, everybody, and welcome back to the daily edition of the Trig Podcast of Joy. Talking today about a topic that I know a lot of young adults definitely wonder about, and that's the idea of happiness and of having all the things that a young person needs to feel successful in life. Knowing that the pursuit towards happiness and success, faith and spirituality is a never-ending pursuit. So let me tell you first where this kind of came from for me. Just last week I was talking to a young friend, young adult, and he was telling me that he's in a stage of his life where he wants to find his next adventure. He's been through some relationship issues, dealing with issues of career and, of course, money, wanting to find his path in life, his career, and realizing that everything that he's doing right now might not be the right thing for him. There's feeling that there might be more. And I was encouraging him along these lines of pursuing the things that really matter in life and helping him understand that sometimes you don't know what matters, or you maybe get confused with what matters, or you might have family members, religious leaders, your parents, your teachers, your friends, who may even discourage you from what you intuitively know to be true. And so I gave him three things just that came to the top of my mind in terms of what a young man, a young woman needs in order to feel a sense of happiness or a sense of meaning in life. So I want to give you those three elements and then break them down one at a time so that hopefully you can also feel understood, and maybe you can also analyze where are you at with each of these three elements. Which one do you need the most? Maybe which one is next, etc. And let me again say that when I describe these three elements, they are not meant to be pursuits per se. These are three tensions that must be kept in balance, like three legs of a stool. It's impossible to be perfect in all three areas. All you can do is to pursue the joy of each and every one of them, and then to be self-aware of which one perhaps is lacking, or is maybe you're focusing on too much. And most of all, to give yourself a ton of grace and to be patient with yourself and with your life. So the three elements are, first and foremost, is self-wellness, or what people like to call is a sense of being personally healthy. The second is the need for companionship, especially when it comes to it could be a husband, a wife, a relationship that really matters, but not a friendship kind of relationship. But I'm talking about more of a partnership in life. It could be romantic. It could be a child, your daughter, your son. And then third is the need for adventure, for a sense of purpose and career. And that's where all of the issues of money, and if you're a young man, it could be that you want to buy your first car. Young woman, of course, it deals with all of those instinctual needs that we all have for safety and for having your needs be met. So I want to start with the first one, which is a sense of self-awareness and inner peace. And I think that's very important. I think for the young person, the young adult, it seems to be very popular these days, especially, to pursue inner peace. I think that the rise of, quote, spirituality, or of Eastern religions such as Buddhism, Taoism, and many others are an example of the need that the young adult has. And this could be, just to, I guess, reframe here a little bit of what I mean by a young adult, This could be someone who's 16 or someone who's 35. I don't think it's necessarily for people my age in our 40s or 50s, but I definitely think that it's for this younger generation that is trying to balance a lot of things that I don't think we had to balance at their age. And so these individuals might be high school seniors or younger. They might be in college, actual college students. They might just be working. They might be married or single. They may have a child or two. So it really crosses all kinds of life stages, as well as cultural or even language uniquenesses or boundaries, I guess. So with that said, the idea of, back to number one, of self-awareness or of inner peace is very important, because I would say that most young adults deal with this restless, almost panic level of anxiety and struggle to survive in this new world. I would say that most of the young people that I speak to, that I counsel, that I talk to, are living with this tension that is maybe 10 times the kind of tension that you and I grew up with, if you're more of a parent type or a grandparent. I see in young people these days a high degree of pressure, of options, a disproportionate amount of expectations, again, mostly from within. I don't know if they're really from their authority figures, from parents, etc., but I would say because of the speed of life, the internet, as well as just the different optics of Instagram and all the rest, meaning they see what's out there, they see what their peers are doing, they see what people that are younger than them, I'm talking about 16-year-olds, are doing. I think the young adult these days feels incredibly restless, depressed, anxious, nervous, because it seems that everyone around them is making $10 million and has way much more fun, travels to way more interesting and unique places that they'll ever travel to, and they're doing it all by age 18, and their Instagram pictures are just on point. They're perfect. And so the need for inner peace for the young adult is deep. It's this desperate feeling to feel well with my soul. And it goes beyond religion. It goes beyond tradition. It goes beyond sleep, although it may include all these things, such as diet, sleep, and rest, and nature. But it really is this holistic need that the young person has to feel at home. And they often struggle with that. They don't know where their peace is. Where is their center? They might have a glimpse of it, but then it's quickly gone because of the speed of life around them. Number two, and by the way, I'm going to go through these three here just as far as describing them. And then at the end, I'll give you just some of my thoughts on maybe how to go about gaining some balance in these areas. Number two, it's the need for communion or for community or friendship and love, as we would call it. And this second element is, I would say this is maybe the most traditional of the three components, because it deals with human interaction. It deals with relationships, which of course, I think no matter who you are, you can relate to. And so I would say what complicates this issue for a lot of young people is the disproportionate amount of approaches to love and sexuality. And in a time and age when anything goes, you constantly have to find and refine and recenter yourself. It seems like every few months. Are you going to get married early? Are you going to never get married? Are you going to have children? Do you not want to have children? Do you want to wait till you're 40 to have kids, or you want to have kids when you're 21 or 23? Because these young people have seen everything and anything and have heard stories from their parents and peers, maybe they've seen the struggles that their own parents went through, they have a very open and yet very traditional, I guess, struggle within them. What I mean by that is that they're very open in terms of wanting to experience anything and everything. So you see the movement of the transgender kind of acceptance and all of the, I mean, to me, LGBTQ issues are almost passe. That's in the past now. It's about self-expression. You know, do you identify as woman, female, this week, this month, this year? And I'm not trying to belittle these issues. They're very real. What I'm trying to describe is just the speed of these things and the almost like going to the mall and going to different department stores, trying things on to see if it fits. And if it doesn't fit, then you move on to the next thing, and that's not a problem. And so in the more traditional end of things, you have a deep, deep, deep need for intimacy and love. And you have then this mixture of maybe this is somewhat gender specific, let's say for females, the very, I would say again, tension between wanting traditional values in your life versus wanting nothing to do with traditional values. So what I mean by that is you might be a young person, a young female in this case, who wants to have a husband and a house and a dog and two kids and live happily ever after, and perhaps recreate the Halloween and Thanksgiving and Christmas traditions of your parents, all the way to those who want nothing to do with that because they are very, very conservative when it comes to marriage or sexuality. What I mean by conservative is that they don't want to make the same mistakes that their parents made in terms of getting married too soon. So they will have no problem living with someone for 5, 6, 10 years before getting married. If they even get married, they will have no problem considering multiple partners as a way to make sure you find the right fit. There will be all kinds of experimentation that really don't make them feel right or wrong, because their pursuit is to get it right, to find the right person. And then, of course, you have the stigma of what other people expect of you in terms of marriage and stability and kids, and you have some of the biology that goes with that. Then you have some of the body shaming that young women especially deal with on a moment by moment basis because of Instagram and the like. And so you have a very complicated pursuit and tension between traditional needs and values and this opportunity clause that tells you that it's better that you try everything just to make sure, so that you don't get it right, so you don't get it wrong and screw up. And then the last one is this very, I think, primal need for purpose and adventure that the human wants. And I would say, I hear this a lot in my friends who want to travel. So when it comes to purpose and meaning in life, I don't see in young adults a pursuit necessarily for a house and to have a job, to have to be in a particular career for 20, 30, 40 years. It definitely has an element of the need for money and finances. I think that is maybe one of the strongest needs that young people have, maybe even kind of back to a panic or a desperate need for that. I don't think it's a desire for wealth. I think if anything, it's almost like a survival of the fittest type of thing. They wonder and they worry, where am I going to get the finances to pay for an apartment, to pay for gas, to help my parents, to just take care of the basic needs of my life. But I think alongside of that need for security or for stability in terms of money and finances, you also have this very, very strong desire in the young person for freedom and to travel, to leave, to kind of go away from it all, to escape. I think that the meaning for, or the pursuit of meaning for the young adult is, as I said, it's not one directional, it's not one dimensional, it's not just to have a job that provides for your needs. It's more diverse than that. It includes, as I said, travel. It includes the ability to help those in need. The young adult these days wants wealth or to have their basic needs met, to be able to buy their own things and their toys and eat out, but also to help the poor, to help their parents if they're immigrants, or just simply people who have parents in need. A lot of their financial concerns deal with helping older generations, helping the homeless person in the corner, whether they know them or not, or maybe it's someone in their nonprofit that they have a huge burden for, and so they want to, in many ways, they will sacrifice their own interests in financial pursuits or career pursuits in order to help the least of these. And yet you have this dichotomy, perhaps, with many young adults who are very maybe tech-minded or entrepreneurial, or they are high achievers. And maybe I think of young people in Seattle or perhaps in D.C. or Houston or some of these cities where there is more of this upward mobility or this pursuit for, I wouldn't call it wealth, but I would say to really make a difference, to change things, to pursue their dreams, their internal dreams, technological dreams, or maybe there are things with medicinal dreams, or back to nonprofits. You know, it would be kind of this pursuit to contribute to this world and to make this world a better place, to be politically involved. That could be a part of the purpose, or to be spiritually involved. Obviously, for me, as a spiritual man, I see a lot of young people having very incredible fervor and passion for the things of God, for the church, for older generations, for tradition, for balance, to be holistic, to care for others, and to really want to do the right thing, and to even suffer themselves, is I guess what I'm trying to say, for the sake of others, or sacrifice, not suffer maybe necessarily, but to sacrifice their own needs for the sake of others. Now, in terms of this last area of pursuit or adventure, I would say that acceptance among their peers, maybe this is more the second one, is very important. Relationships and wanting I'm thinking of social media and how YouTubers per se, for example, or maybe people who are in the music industry, or they are into veganism, or into healthy eating, or into obviously nonprofits, as I mentioned, you have this holistic pursuit that isn't necessarily good or bad or better than others or even more godly or holy than others. It's just simply how they view the need in the world and how they want to contribute to that need. It's very different, certainly, than my generation, or I would say the generations before me, because it is this almost head-spinning combination of me-ness, meaning focusing on what I want, but at the same time, this incredible desire to help others. So those are the three elements that I see that young adults these days are pursuing or that are seeking balance. And now, what do I say to a young person who feels that one or two or all three of those things are non-existent in their lives? They don't have a purpose. They don't have anybody to share life with. They're definitely struggling with their finances, and there is no sense of inner peace in their lives. What do I say? Well, what I was telling this young friend of mine is that that to try to find perfection or balance in all three of those areas is, it's really, I would say it's the wrong pursuit, or it's going to be a tiring pursuit or a depressing pursuit. And I remember to that text, he then responded and said, well, I guess I might as well just give up. And I think that is what the young person, the young adult fears, is that because they can't reach this nirvana or this utopian balance in life, then they might as well just give up because they feel like the road ahead is just too difficult. And to which I said is, I told him, you're not giving up. There's no death in this pursuit. You need to continue. And if anything, what I would advise is to slow down, to realize that you're in a hyper season of life, that you're going at light speed. You're moving through life as fast as you're moving through your Instagram feed. And the expectations that I believe most young people have these days is that they need to be there already, that they are behind if by age 27 they don't have all these three things perfectly aligned. I always advise to the young adult to give themselves that grace and that space and that time to find themselves, to let God, to let life bring you those things, to make the mistakes that you are not allowing yourself to make, to pursue the dreams that you're not allowing yourself to pursue, and to know that God has your back, that He's with you, and that there are no right and there are no wrong answers per se if you're trying to help somebody else. Of course, I advise a lot of young people to be aware of their own brokenness. Many young people who might be in a wrong relationship do it because they want to help somebody else, because perhaps their father wasn't there, or maybe they come from a broken relationship or from a blended family, and so out of that brokenness, and this is just very, I would say this is common to us all, out of that need or out of that hurt, they may hurt the people that they love. And so I'm constantly advising young adults to not ignore their addictions or their pathology or their backgrounds or their family of origin issues. I advise, and this is very common to most young people, is to be in therapy. I would say as a spiritual practice, if you go to church, you need to go to therapy as often as you go to church, if not more, because life's pressures these days for these young people are very complicated, and their pursuits in their heart is so pure. They truly want to slow down, change the environment, be involved with climate change, vote for the political leader who helps the poor or those in need. They don't want to be in debt. They want to create beautiful works of art and books and songs that touch the world. It's a beautiful, altruistic, almost divine pursuit, and yet the mistakes or the hang-ups or the hiccups that they often experience are painful and can, I would say, destroy them. And so issues of mental health and suicidal tendencies and of depression or of depravity or of sexual immorality or overeating or gluttony or lying are not only common, but I would say are very exposed. Everyone knows. If you don't know, it doesn't mean that it's not happening. It's just happening maybe online or just with a huge community on an app, on a phone, or maybe it's happening at someone's house and you have some of those traditional Friday night football kind of parties and all the rest, or baseball games or drinking, or you have some of those traditional things, but there's also a whole hidden world that is just as, it could be dangerous or it could just be entertaining. I mean, you think of young men, teens, 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, and the gaming industry, whether it's Twitch or whether it's just Xbox or even if you want to think more entrepreneurial of the whole streaming culture, you have a lot of subdivisions or subcultures that young people are really truly invested into that we need to somehow find meaning behind and to see it both as a gift and also as a cry for help. I think it's both and I don't think the solution is just to hug them. Well, yes, it is to hug them. So let me say it is. But what I mean is it's not as simple as that. There is more to it. And I think we as parents have to be willing to be in conversation with our young adults about these issues, being that we're around, and as in my case and in many of my peers' case, we have the education, the how to, the knowledge, and the means to converse with our kids, to take them to therapy, to be adults per se with them. And so I would say that for the most part, these issues are very beautiful, unique, and challenging issues or challenging times that young adults are facing. And so I want to just wrap up by giving you, especially if you are a young adult, some tips on what to do. Well, number one, as I said, is to give yourself time and grace. Number two is to seek help, is to be in relationship with professionals. Number three is to always put God before every decision, to put God first in your life. Number four is to flee and to, like the Bible clearly says, flee youthful lusts. And so to not be so quick to forgive, per se, your actions, or to dismiss your actions, and to be honest with yourself, to ask, you know, is this really the right decision? Is this the best thing? What do my parents say, or my peers, or my spiritual leaders? What is a YouTube guy that I follow who's my mentor? What does he or she say? Or the podcast that I listen to. And so those are very important things. I would say number five, I don't know where I'm at. Number five, let's say, is to guard your social media intake. I don't mean it as in hours or, oh, you should do your homework, but I mean as in what it's doing to you as far as pressures, body shaming, expectations, and most of all, feeling less than, like you're behind the eight ball because you haven't done all these things. And I would say maybe lastly is to really invest in your own soul, to invest in your own growth, in, as I said, in your inner life. And so take that yoga class, go minimalist, go vegan, work out, maybe you're going to do more of a traditional approach to your health by going to the gym and eating less, of course. But I would say experiment. I'm not talking about psychedelics or any of that. I'm talking about experiment with maybe other methods that maybe there's an app. I mean, Headspace, I think, is very popular. There are apps or different, even just going to the mountains or going on a walk or going for a run, going to the beach, of course. I mean, things that I would say my generation and the one before us definitely ignored, if we even think about that still. But I would say these younger generations need that downtime to decompress, to reset their minds, to give their thumbs and their fingers a break from all the Instagramming and all the rest. And so I would say to the young adult, give yourself that grace. Rely on your community. Know that if one of those three things is out of balance right now, that it'll come around. In time, you will find that beautiful person. In time, you will find your purpose or have the freedom that you long for. You will make mistakes. Give yourself that grace. Honor God. Pursue relationships. Be involved in mentorship. I would say that, just like they say with careers and the rest, I would say that there should be, what do they call those? There should be spiritual internships, or maybe inner growth internships. Every young adult, I would recommend you should be an intern, not in just a traditional company or church, but in a place where you are growing in the inner man, in what the Bible calls the inner man or the inner woman. So that you can walk alongside of someone who can speak into your life in a compassionate and yet wise way. I think that the value, maybe the last thing, is the value of wisdom. Not just knowledge, but wisdom is crucial. Just because someone is old doesn't mean that they are wise. Just because someone even has education doesn't mean that they have wisdom. Pursue the sages, the wisdom dwellers, the men and women of God that are thinking about the deeper things of life and yet can bring it down to you in a very simple way that can help you and that can make you feel like it is possible, like you can accomplish great things in life, have a meaningful relationship with someone and truly heal the world. And so I want to encourage you, if you are maybe a parent or a grandparent of young adults, to maybe implement some of these tips. And if you are a young person, I hope that these tips will help you. As always, I'm here for you. I love you. And you can always reach me. I'm not on social media anymore, but you can just simply write me an email, trig@davidtrig.com. Or if we can get in touch, we can actually text or all the rest. Facebook, I do a Facebook Messenger, but I don't do the other applications anymore, just for my own mental health. So thanks again, everybody. Make sure that you share, comment, reply, like this post. If you're listening to this on the podcast or at my website, davidtrig.com, I want to thank you for your support, and I will see you next time.
Thank you for listening to The David Trig Show. Find the complete archive at davidtrig.com or subscribe for free through the podcast app on iTunes or Stitcher on Android.
Each week, we bring you a message of joy, success, and personal power in spite of fear, anxiety, and depression. Because as we like to say, though there's pain in the night, gozo comes in the morning.